98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Brendan's Big.
98 FM.
20 past nine on Friday morning. Brendan, coming up, we're going to outer space.
Yes, we are. First, though, feet firmly on the ground. Well, actually, on a body of water. Can we get a round of applause, please, for a very clever seal this morning? Thank you. A wildlife photographer got more than she bargained for when she took a boat out in Washington to go and get a few snaps of, you know, the wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
Charvet Drucker is her name. She wanted to photo orcas off Kamano Island. This happened just the other day.
Yeah.
And great news. She found some orcas. Lovely. Like, breathtaking stuff.
That's amazing.
But she noticed, she obviously knows a lot more about the orcas than I do. She noticed that they were moving in a hunting pattern around the boat.
Oh.
Right?
That's not what you want.
Well, moments later, there was a bit of a commotion at the back of her small boat.
Yeah.
She went to investigate. And what was at the back? Only a seal.
Oh, my God. Oh, you poor thing.
Oh, the poor seal. I love seals so much. They're so cute.
So they weren't hunting the photographer. They were hunting the seal. The seal jumped up onto the back of the boat. Very clever seal had jumped onto the back of the boat to get away from the orcas. It fell back into the water once or twice, right? There was high drama. But it managed to get back on long enough for Charvet to sail it to safety.
All right, bye, buddy.
The seal survived.
Happy ever after. It looked like a Disney seal. Like, it was absolutely picture perfect.
They're so cute.
Yeah. Finally this morning, somebody call Katy Perry and tell her she's got some competition in space. A woman from Brighton says she's actually an alien from 400 light years away, and she can prove it. Rosanna Hannis has explained how she found sudden clarity that she's from outer space.
Oh.
She claims she's evidence that aliens exist.
Yeah.
And she is a visitor from the outer cosmos who is living on Earth in human form.
I see.
It all started when she was younger. She'd have spooky and vivid dreams.
Ooh, same.
Don't we all? The ones where she was soaring high above buildings, open country and the ocean.
Yeah.
I've had the falling dream. Not recently, but you know, you'd wake up and you feel like you were falling.
I'm not sure if I've had dreams of flying, really.
Fair. Mm. Neither have I. Okay, right. Okay, we're
maybe
open.
Maybe tonight is a lucky night.
This. Yeah. However, it wasn't until she was introduced to a spiritual teacher that she realised these dreams meant that, obviously, she was an alien.
Oh.
She started a form of therapy known as rebirthing, right. Which uses various breathing techniques to stimulate being born, right?
Okay.
So it was then that she put the extraterrestrial dots together. So while replaying in her mind the moment that she was born into this world,
it was like,
she
suddenly,
basically, yes, she suddenly realised that she'd actually been sent here from another planet, right? Since then, her dreams have switched to spaceships and hairless humanoids.
Oh.
I mean, there's a lot about the AI in the news, do you know?
Yeah, true.
And I'm not sure how she knows this, but she says she's from a star 440 light years away. Which is even more developed than we are in terms of technology.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, so, I wouldn't be shocked now. They've been flying the saucers for years.
True, yeah. Or is it? According to Rosanna, her memories were wiped before she was sent to Earth.
Okay.
But she knows she was sent here to spread peace and joy.
Like the thing that Will Smith has.
What's that?
You know the thing that he flashes and then it wipes everyone's
memories?
Oh,
in Men in Black?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, so the way she spreads peace and joy is through her business, yoga and emotional detoxing. She sounds like someone now who you'd pay to cleanse a few chakras.
I know, I was going to say I need an emotional detox.
Well, get on to Rosanna. You'll have to contact her 400 light years away.
Phone home.
Yeah, phone home. That is Brendan's bit.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Last one of the week.
Can we get a win?
Fingers crossed.
98 FM.
Good morning and welcome to Friday's edition of your favourite game on the radio. It is the one where you send one of us to a soundproof booth, say the same three words, fingers crossed, and win yourself this incredible prize.
We all love the weekend.
We all love a weekend treat. Oh!
And with this €250 voucher, you could be choosing your destination.
Ooh. From some incredible restaurants and hotels.
Get ready to win with Natchy Matchy.
Have they got more posh?
I don't know. More extraterrestrial, maybe?
Yes, perhaps. Good morning to Gordon in Drimna, who is playing Matchy Matchy this Friday morning. Gordon, how are you?
Good, good. How are you keeping?
We're good, thanks, Gordon. Have you got the Friday feeling yet?
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. Once I get into work.
Oh, fair play to you. Where do you work, Gordon?
I work on Thomas Street in a coffee shop called Container Coffee.
Very nice.
Lovely. I know it. Yes, fab.
Oh, yeah, Brent, have you
very
been
nice.
In?
Very nice. I have been in. Yeah, lovely.
And Gordon, after work, what are the plans for the weekend?
I'm going to take it easy today. I meet my cousin for a little bit of dinner tomorrow, and then I have my niece on Sunday.
Oh, fun. That sounds like a fun weekend, Gordon.
Nice family weekend.
Lovely family weekend. Have you put much thought into who you want to play Matchy Matchy with?
Oh, I do, because I listen to the car all the time when I'm driving to work. And I usually go with Rebecca. I was always like, if I ever get on, I'll go with Rebecca.
Yeah. And how do you feel now that you're here?
I'm going to go with Rebecca.
Oh, Gordon, you're breaking my heart.
You were teasing.
Sorry, Brendan.
Oh my God.
Gas. Well, Gordon, I'm off. Thank you for choosing.
Come on now, Gordon. Hopefully this pays off for you. Bit of switcheroo in here. Da-da-da. Where are my words? In the words of Ronan Keating. Okay, Gordon, are you feeling confident about your decision?
Well, yeah, like I've been dying to play this for about a year.
So. Have you? Okay, well, we're delighted you're finally on, Gordon. Here we go. Your first word in Matchy Matchy this morning is snow.
Ball, snowball.
Your second word is chef.
Chef. Oh, chef. Table.
And your third word is face.
Face cream.
Okay. After snow, you've said ball, you've gone chef table and face cream. Gordon and Drimna, are we locking those in?
Am I changing? Can I say snowman?
Of course you can.
Yeah, let's change it to snowman. Just
and locking them in. Here we go. Let's get Rebecca back into the studio from that soundproof booth that she's all too familiar with, in my humble opinion. Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Welcome back.
Oh, hello, hello.
Take a seat there.
The lights were switched on in there.
Oh, the Christmas lights are in the soundproof booth?
Love that.
Okay, let's get you a Matchy Matchy with Gordon and Drimna. Your first word is snow.
Snowman.
Your second word is chef.
Chef? Chef? A lot of words come before that, don't they? This is a bit controversial. Chef ketchup.
And your third word is face.
Face.
Face?
Face mask.
Have you got a Matchy Matchy with Gordon in Drimna this morning? Oh, sorry, guys. Do you know what? You did get one, though. Yeah, you both said snowman.
I thought you were about to say you both said chef ketchup. I said, wow, that is niche.
Gordon went with chef table and face cream.
Oh, it wasn't to be, Gordon. I hope you don't regret that decision.
I'll go with Brendan next time.
Yeah, fair.
Thank you, Gordon. When you're on again in a year's time. Thanks for playing Matchy Matchy. And have a great weekend. Cheers, Gordon. We'll do it all again Monday morning. If you'd like to play, WhatsApp Matchy and your name to 0877 98 98 98.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.